This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. Over the years, I've received a number of invitations, as I'm sure you have, to attend a number of demonstrations and rallies in opposition to something, whether it be anti-war rallies, anti-oil rallies, anti-fill-in-the-blank rallies and demonstrations. And although I appreciate the sentiment, passion, and intentions of the organizers, I really do, God bless anyone who's trying to make the world a better place, I no longer attend demonstrations, movements, or meetings that are against anything. For me, our energy is a precious commodity. It is our most valuable asset. And I choose to focus my energy on the creation that I desire rather than the elimination of any force, policy, or movement. To focus on that which we consider to be negative is easy. It also actually increases the power of that we oppose, but that's a whole other discussion. To focus on that which we consider negative does not really require us to think, act, or meet the challenges of difference that exist in our world. If we are truly interested in transformation in the world and in our lives, we must be willing to do the work necessary to produce solutions rather than just arguments. For me, this is true in world politics, and it's also true in our personal day-to-day lives. So today, I invite you to be an instrument of solutions. When you meet conflict with yourself and with others today, open your heart and mind to the opportunities that stand before you. How will you create a peaceful resolution in this situation? How can you use this to transform your day and even your life? Success or sabotage? Is success for you about being right, or is it about being effective? Being effective requires you to be much more creative, and it really requires you to put some feet to the prayer. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, if you are willing to meet the opportunities that surround you with an open heart, you will find joy in the day that would have otherwise remained hidden. Trust me on this. Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com. As you probably know, that's spelled N-U-D-E-S-I-G-N.com. Be certain to tune in to our weekly radio show, The Pill, on our summer schedule, Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Central, on Blog Talk Radio.